You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Virginia, the crossroads of the Marine Corps. All Marine Radio. That's right. Continues in our, hell, we've been gone more than a week. And let's see, hit the states of Texas. What's next to Texas? Hit Arkansas, I know that. Hit Mississippi. Do we hit Mississippi? I think we hit Mississippi. Hit Alabama, I know. Hit Georgia, I know. So, yeah, All Marine Radio, spanning the globe, kind of like Wide World of Sports. North Carolina, we're in South Carolina, now in the great state of Virginia. And broadcasting from the crossroads of the Marine Corps. So good morning to you here, wherever you are. Thanks for making All Marine Radio part of your morning. And I've never done this, but broadcasting from a lazy boy. Yeah. Moving up in the world. In officer housing aboard Marine Corps Base Quantico, Virginia. So good morning to you. I hope everybody's doing all right out there. Let me tell you what we're going to do today. I'm going to talk about a little trip I took yesterday. Out to someplace where I used to work, one of my favorite tours in the Marine Corps, and that was out at the basic school. And something that it was my idea, is still part of the Marine Corps, the institution of the Marine Corps. And so it's awesome to see something like that, that you had a little bit of hand in changing something and making it better, I think. Yeah, I do. It is better. We'll talk about that. Very cool experience. I want to talk about, I got an email and I was talking, had a conversation with my son about you have to do an initial enlistment before you can become a grunt. What does that mean? What would that do? So, which would be very much like the reconnaissance community, the way they select, So what are the implications for the reconnaissance community? What are the implications for MARSOC? So, anyway, but we'll talk about it. And then I want to talk about China. Joining us this morning in about, how many minutes? 54 minutes. Kurt Knoll's going to join us, call sign Rudy, F-18 man, as you know him. Anyway, I just want to put a plug in for reunions for staying plugged in. And I called him last night, and he is still on a bit of a, and I'm not being facetious when I say this, and I know it sounds weird and all that kind of stuff, but he's still geeked up from our little get-together last week. He's basking in the glow of, you know, the term like near-death post-euphoria? This was not near-death. It was reunion, post-reunion euphoria. It is, and so I want to talk about that for about 30 minutes, stay with him. And so we'll do that. And I want to talk, I want to make a pitch for you getting off your dead ass and reconnecting with people that used to be important in your life. They might be battle buddies. They may not be. They might just be great friends. And, you know, in reaching out, and whether it's a small group of friends, because I think that's an important lesson in all of this. I said yesterday, I think, we thought we were going to a reunion, you know, we didn't think we were going to a reunion. We thought we were going to our friend's change of command. Something we're all proud of. A friend of ours is the commanding general of the 2nd Marine Division. And so we went to honor that. And turns out that the change of command was of secondary significance to us, to this gathering of people. So yeah. And that we all were the major recipients of that. So yeah, so like that's a little bit odd, if I might say so. I did not expect that. So we'll talk about that with him and get his thoughts on it. And then after that, we'll talk to Grant Newsham. I've got the China Syndrome. I know that's a movie. I never saw the movie, so I don't even know what the movie's about. But the more I wrestle with this China thing, I think the more I'm beginning to understand that their position is quite precarious. Okay? China is attempting to con the world into allowing a communist nation that tries to appear like it's really not repressive, to yet it uses its economy to extort industrial secrets from companies. If you want to do business in China, you have to partner with a Chinese company. They have to have access to your technology. What does that mean? They're essentially transferring their technology to a Chinese corporation. And in doing so, you're giving up your proprietary secrets in order to do business in China. Okay, so the world belongs to China, yes? I don't think so. I think China is going to have a window here that they will, their economy certainly is a big deal. However, the things that come with their economy, you know, will cause people great anxiety. And yet China walks this kind of path, right? So we want to be an industrial nation, but we're forcing Google, we're forcing Facebook to censor. Whoa, what are you talking about? At what point do Chinese intelligence services begin to data mine those two things? Or else you can't have access if you don't allow access. So when you dance with the devil, you just can't do the fast dance. At some point, you're going to slow dance, and that's when it gets moderately uncomfortable. So all these companies that, for instance, Google refuses to work with the Department of Defense on cloud technology and any kind of artificial intelligence that might be used by the Department of Defense. Their Google engineers have been adamant. Article, I want to say about a month ago, about the Alphabet Corporation, which is Google's parent, telling the Department of Defense, yeah, we don't want to play with you anymore. Does Google bow to the pressure of Chinese government in terms of censorship and searching and things like that? I think they do. Content that is blocked in China? I think they do. So it's kind of an interesting dance that these extremely liberal corporations do to do business in China? Manufacturing. So all those cheap products you get are being made by who? Chinese labor. Are they getting compensated for it? No, they're not. You're okay with that? Ivanka Trump got annihilated, right, when her shit was thrown in the street, I think probably during the election, right? Sweatshops in China, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't stop Apple from producing there, right? Doesn't stop all these other companies. So at some point, that stuff begins to germinate, and the window for China kind of narrows a little bit. On the heels of that is India, another ginormous population that isn't where China is yet economically, but it is essentially the equivalent of China in terms of population. Does the free world want it? And at that point, we had a technical issue. I'm not sure what happened. I know I'm supposed to know, but I don't. And we had some computer issues. So we could pick up the program that started a little bit after that right here.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Take a seat, right over there, sat on the stairs, say you leave. The cabinets are
bare. I have no idea what just happened. And I am normally the master of this domain, at least. I'm not the master of many, but the laptop seizes up. Absolutely brutal. Why can't the laptop meet me in the middle? I don't understand it. Here I'm waxing eloquent about China and what I believe China, the window is, and all of a sudden I look up and there's nothing. And then it's like, okay, did my computer seize up? I don't know. The symptoms were stop recording. Normally a symptom of somehow or other the computer seized up. Secondary symptom, nothing's going through the audio card. So then even when I play, just like music. Could somebody just instruct the women in this country where the middle is?
I can't just let you go.
I'm so clueless, I don't know where the middle is. That's right. Somebody take him by the hand and show him where the middle is. Alright, before I get myself into my trouble. So, where was I? I was talking about China and a window that I believe China has. Because, again, the fine line is this. They're economically extorting, and you got these, I actually was thinking about yesterday, what an irony, right? You have these companies that are run by liberals that are dancing with communists. Why? Because communists provide so well for their people. Yes? No. Same communist country, China, that is re-educating Muslims out of their faith? That? Interesting, yes? We try to stay out of the internal affairs of other countries, especially when they got a ton of money that we can make. Oh, I hate when that happens. So that means you're just a money-grubbing capitalist like everybody else. Well, we certainly don't like to look at ourselves as such, but you may have a point there. So, the same thing just happened. I don't know why this keeps happening. Why is nothing going out of the card? So anyway, we're having we're having technical issues today, which normally doesn't happen to me. But when you're in an expeditionary environment, the these kind of things you gotta improvise, adapt, and overcome. For whatever reason, my computer keeps clicking off its default audio input. Somebody just sent me a clipping about the fires in California. You know, you have, again, Governor Moonbeam, formerly known. Now he wants to be known as Jerry Brown. Used to be known as Governor Moonbeam. But let me just tell you, California has some of the most restrictive laws relative to what you can do around the community. Can't mess with Ma Nature. Well, let me tell you, when you live in dry parts of the country and it hasn't burned there for a while, stand by when it does. So I'm not, the other day, I said yesterday, he was on the news talking about global warming. California has gone through periods of drought and heat forever, as have other parts of the country. But other parts of the country don't have, in my opinion, the onerous laws relative to the environment that California does to protect everything. Okay? And they're pretty crazy. In 29 Palms, there's huge parts of, was it 29 Palms or Fort Irwin? Might be Fort Irwin. There's like the desert box turtle, you know, and you can't train in thousands, hundreds of thousands of acres of land. I've never, ever seen one. I was stationed up there for 3 years. I've never, ever even seen one. You know, the California tern that's on the coast, never seen one of those either. And so, I would tell you that Governor of California, yeah, sometimes when you don't allow citizens to protect their homes and do things that will protect them, then you pay for it. You better have really good emergency management stuff. You better be really on top of that stuff. You better have a fleet of fire retardant C-130s. Because guess what? Environmentally, you're not allowing the things to happen that protect people. Because you can't mess with the environment. It's got to be. And then, let me just tell you the other thing. These remote communities built on hilltops and all the rest of this stuff so people can get away. Okay, just know this, Richie Rich. When you want to go out there and build your house on this secluded area and all this beautiful land and all this stuff is around me, when it catches on fire, yeah, sorry. You know, I'm sorry. So I don't want to sound too callous because your heart breaks for the people that are in those areas. And now this is officially, I guess, the largest fire in California history. Two fires merged. And let me tell you what you can do about it. Not a whole lot. When we were fighting the fire, I don't know how many years ago at Camp Pendleton, it was huge. You know, and they what? And so, you know, talking to them, what do you do? And they said, there's nothing you can do. There's going to be natural limits to it. You know, maybe the weather cooperates, maybe it doesn't, and you get out of its way. You let it do its thing. Because you don't have enough. You have to reinforce the natural fire breaks. What is that? Well, the ocean. Well, the ocean, what's the next one? Well, where it encroaches on civilization. Normally, there's relatively wide areas that, you know, are devoid of vegetation for these reasons. Normally. Right? But you've seen, how do all those communities burn? Well, that stuff comes right up to the edge. Because you're not allowed to manage it. So, anyway. Just a little bit of California commentary. And, yeah, Governor Moonbeam blamed it on global warming. Mm-hmm. And again, Mother Nature is going to grow as Mother Nature chooses to grow. However, what she's not going to be able to do anything about is when humans intervene and peel that stuff away from communities. But can't do that because there's laws. So anyway, now that I've recovered. Now I got to keep checking it. I got to keep checking this in because I'm gun shy. Okay, now that I've recovered, United States Marine Corps band will make it official. I'll tell you about my trip out to the basic school. Talk about grunts in 4 years now that I've spoken about China. So, good morning. With apologies relative to technical difficulties, but it happens. United States Marine Corps band makes it makes the day official. Good morning to you. Dedicated to the Marine Corps officers who work in and who run the instructor education program out of the basic school. Something that was my original idea. I took it to John Allen. Others have certainly done work on it, but it's mine. It belongs to me. And they still do it, and it's very proud of it. So this dedicated to those officers and enlisted Marines who work in that thing, trying to make every instructor that comes back there smart about what it is to be an educator, the opportunity you have to change lives and to open up a world of professional learning so that you'll be a better leader, which impacts our enlisted Marines. So to all of that, this is dedicated. That's not really dedicated to that, but this is...
Say,
America, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, you know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, you want to flip in the stage.
Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran and you came home and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
On a morning that's way too busy, okay? Not gonna lie to you. Way too busy going on. Way too many technical errors. Unbelievable. Anyway, however, part of what being an expeditionary is, I'm not gonna lie to you. Which makes it all the more exciting. Okay. I'm not going to do the weather. Yeah, I'm just not gonna do it. So we can go ahead and... We can go ahead and end that. Let me tell you about a trip I took yesterday up to the basic school. We'll take a break. My buddy Knowles is going to join me. We're going to talk about 2nd Marine Division Change of Command. Get his thoughts on that real quick. And then just talk about reunions and staying connected. Put a little plug in for that. And then we're going to talk to Grant Newsham about China. I'm going to float my window theory of China. Again. They're a communist nation, okay? Their military is positioned outside of cities so they can control them. It's important every day that they control what the Chinese population consumes. As they become more and more affluent, you get more and more fundamental questions of why can't we? So the art of communism, right? And then you have all these liberal companies that will not help the American Department of Defense, crawling in bed with the Chinese, and, oh, by the way, we will help you censor your content so people can't really read what they want. It's a joke, right? No, it's true. It's going on. All right, my trip yesterday. So I got to my son works at the basic school, my oldest, Johnny boy. So I dropped John off in the morning so I could borrow his car. I go out and pick him up later on in the day. And so I go when I go to pick him up, I went out a little bit early so I could poke around. And since I worked out at the basic school, and for those of you who don't know what the basic school is, every service has certain pipelines, right? Enlisted pipeline for every service. Boot camp, then you go to your military occupational specialty known as MOS school in the Marine Corps. So that's where you become a communicator. That's where you become a truck driver. That's where you become an artilleryman. That's where you become an infantryman. That's where you become an intelligence person. So all those different specialties, you go from boot camp to that specialty, and then you go to the operating forces. And every service essentially has the same path. Officers have the same path except for one branch in the United States military. Guess which one? Exactly. Okay, so Marine Corps got a different path. Somewhere in the Marine Corps' brilliance, and I do believe it is straight brilliance, okay? They said, you know what? We need our officers to go to school for a longer period of time. Because we're tired of getting goofballs in front of Marines that don't know what they're doing. So what we're essentially going to do is we're going to take them for a period of 6 months and we're going to put them in a leadership academy. What? 6 months? That's right. And we're going to teach them a lot of stuff in this leadership academy, but we're Marines. We're all supposed to be able to fight. So we're going to teach them how to be basic infantry Marine leaders, Okay, that's what we're going to use to teach all these other skills we're going to teach. And they're just leadership skills, okay? So saying that we're going to turn you or teach you to become a provisional rifle platoon commander, that's just the means. Like, for instance, the Navy could say that. Look, we're the United States Navy. We go to sea. We're going to teach every one of you to be a basic junior officer of the deck or a basic officer of the deck because that's what we do. We're the United States. So what are you doing? You're teaching leadership. You're drawing on a common theme in your existence, which for the Navy is going to sea, okay? But what are you teaching? You're teaching leadership, right? You're allowing them to grow up a little bit. Well, the Marine Corps is the only service that does this, and I will tell you this. The other services would be well to copy them because in those 6 months, you learn so much. You're exposed to a lot of different leadership speakers. They bring enlisted speakers in. You study tactics. You study communication. You study everything. Okay. But you're essentially in an incubator for an additional 6 months to learn how to become an officer, studying how to become an officer. That is a gift to our enlisted Marine Corps. The second lieutenants that the Marine Corps pumps out are a pretty high quality product because of that. Yeah, imagine if you ran a corporation and you could bring your young executives and stick them in a school for 6 months. Well, it's longer than that. You're going to stick them in schools for after they get through your initial training, which is a period of 3 months. Okay, so they get through your initial indoctrination. Okay, all the other corporations are going to train them for another 90 days, and then they're going to go to a job. Train them for another 9 months at a minimum. Okay, not 3 months. You're going to train them for three times as long. Whoa! Exactly. So, I and most of my friends, like that's where General Finesse is change of command. I met General Finesse at the basic school when we were instructors there. Other people you've heard come on the program. In fact, I want to say while I was there, there's seven general officers now that were captains, lieutenants when I was there. You know, General Caprata will take over Mar Force PAC, so Marine Forces in the entire Pacific, Lou Caprata. He's got an interesting arguing style. Okay. Essentially, he's telling you how you're wrong. Lieutenant General Jody Osterman, who's one meth, he was there. The Chief of Staff of the White House, he was there. This guy who runs the Brookings Institute, John Allen, he was there. A gentleman by the name of Stacy Clarity, he was there. Paul Kennedy, who runs, who's head running right now, the Marine Corps Office of Legislative Affairs, he's a major general. He was there. Finesse, 2nd Marine Division, he was there. I don't know how many that is right now. So it was an awesome place, and we worked hard, and we were trying to understand the Marine Corps was embracing this concept of command and control concept, this leadership style known as maneuver warfare. How does it work? How do you teach it? So in doing so, it was a great intellectual environment to be in, and we wrote, we argued, whatnot. I'm not an educator, but I used to watch how we educate, and I thought, you know, we're screwing this up because we don't teach very well. We bring different officers back here to teach, but we don't teach them anything about teaching. And then I was reading how the Kriegs Academy, in a book called The Enlightened Soldier, which is very interesting. I'm not going to get to the news just so you know because I'm going to tell a story. The Kriegs Academy had this thing called an instructor education program. So I saw that. I went, And it was through that instructor educational program that they taught guys what it was to be an educator. How about that? Interesting, right? So you bring people back. Do they understand education? Some might. Probably most don't. What are they going to do? Well, they went through the school. They're probably going to do what they think they needed when they went through the school. But everybody's not like them. Are they all going to be good teachers? No. So if you want, and here's really the hook in the whole thing. you can shift the learning curve for every one of our students upward and to the right, and it's not going to cost you a dime. All we have to do is begin the study of education, okay? And we need to teach them how to educate and what it is to be an educator. And so I have this in my head. I walk into the guy who runs the Brookings Institute, John Allen. He was a major. I'm a captain. I said, "Hey, sir, you got a minute?" And he looks at me and says, "Mac, of course." So I walked in and I sit down. I said, I have an idea for a way. Now, I'm teaching at the Infantry Officer Course, and we're talking about the basic school. Infantry Officer Course only teaches infantry officers. Basic school teaches everybody. Okay. So, but I had taught there for the better part of 2 years, and I loved it there. And so, and I was now going to teach for, well, no, I probably taught there for about a year and a half, and I taught at IOC for about 2 years. So, I was a winner mover, just so you know. That's how the math makes sense. Anywho, he looked at me, he goes, "Tell me more." I said, "Well, if you read The Enlightened Soldier, one of the way they guaranteed or they institutionalized what they were doing was through this instructor education program. And guys couldn't come in and just do what they want and teach something different. So they evolved the product over time, but they came in and they learned what it is to be an educator." And I'll give you just a quick example. I'll give you two examples. One, teaching machine guns. You know, there's a Socratic way to teach, right? Where you kind of, it's a, kind of a discussion, right? Well, you can't teach machine gun by discussion, although I've seen people try to do it. Machine guns, right? Assembly, disassembly, right? Putting the gun into action. That's rote. Okay, so how do you do good rote training? Okay, you get them all out there. You get them, get it in their hands, skip the lecture, right? Get young Marines that are machine gunners out there with them, and then let them begin to assemble and disassemble it. Okay? Then after we do that, now we're going to time each other. Okay, so we're going to do it for time. So now we're going to introduce the concept of competition, which means there's going to be shit talking involved in it, which is what Marines love. Yeah. Now, after we do time trials, we're going to take the fastest groups and we're going to get everybody together in a big circle, probably look more like an oval than a circle, and we're going to race head to head to get a champion. Which means there's going to be public humiliation in it, which we as Marines love. And there's also going to be a champion, and there's going to be more shit talking. Okay, but what did you do? You increased the learning because you made it fun and interesting and exciting. Okay, and oh, by the way, so you're teaching how to do this. I'm not teaching you just about shooting. You can do this with any weapon system. You're drawing on Marines' innate desire to be competitive. So anyway, here's another one around a sand table. You have a sand table, you have a situation, blah, 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 blah. You give it to everybody. This is the way most people do it. You send them out of the room. You say, okay, come back with your solution. They come back. All right, who wants to be the guy? McNamara puts his hand up. Okay, what's your name? McNamara. McNamara? No, McNamara, sir. That's how we pronounce it. Oh, okay. All right, McNamara. Little plug-in for my Lejeune pronunciation. That's how they pronounce it, bozos. So, you know, for Musselman yesterday to say, that's not how it's pronounced. If that's how he pronounced his name, and that's how his daughter says they pronounce his name, that's how you pronounce it. You got it? Yeah, Mickey Mantle. Not Mickey Mantle. Well, it looks like Mantle. There's an E after the A, so doesn't that make the E a long E? No. They say Mantle, so it's Mantle. Anyhow, so he gives his little plan. And then what normally would happen is everybody would stand around the table and go, well, what if this? 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 And by the end of it, you're like, whoa, man, I didn't realize I was that stupid. Well, the answer is you're not. But that's not how that's supposed to be taught. That is not how that's supposed to be taught. You can, I used to take a coin And I used to make two guys be the bad guys on the table. And what I was trying to teach them was, hey, if you can be the bad guy lieutenant or the Marine lieutenant, which lieutenant do you want to be? You want to be the Marine lieutenant because he's going to win. He's got great Marines that are going to fight with him. He's got all these supporting arms. Yeah, who do you want to be? I want to be him. Okay, so how should you train him? You need him to train him to be bold and not be afraid to make a decision. Okay? So, and the one doing it the other way, he walks away and says, I'm never doing that again. Is that what you really want? No. So it doesn't take that much genius to go ahead and to take a coin, have two guys be the bad guys, because the bad guys have a course of action. They're not everywhere. And you make them bury some pieces in the table, and then you send everybody else out, make your plan, you select one. Like, he gives his plan. Got any questions? Ask him. You heard the estimate of the situation. He's giving you tasks. Got any questions based on what you heard? No. It makes sense. I don't agree with it. We're not talking about that. You do something else, I know, because you're a genius, okay? So, now, he crosses the line of departure. So he begins to execute the operation. So he moves his little pieces on the sand table. Now, the bad guys know, like, when they want to do something, that they need to cough. So all of a sudden, the bad guy coughs. So I walk over. Sir, you want to shoot him? Okay, tell me. We've got a machine gun, like, there, and they're about 300 meters away, so we want to shoot them through light vegetation. Okay, so then you look at everybody else and you say, okay, it's about to get going here, boys and girls. First of all, fate on the battlefield, good luck or bad luck, heads or tails? So heads, lady luck, smiles on you, tails, she shits on you. You ready? Yes. Tails, your point man just broke his leg. It's an open fracture. The bone's, right, sticking through his leg. What do you do? What do you do? Make a decision. Tell me what you're going to do. So I got a CASVAC in. Ground or air? Ground, sir. Okay, put your finger in your ear and call for the CASVAC. Then they look at you like, that was 3 weeks ago. I forgot about the medevac, CASVAC call. Somebody. And then somebody does it. So now you are is you're in the gymnasium, right? The leadership gymnasium, pushing weight. So you do that. So then you say, okay, machine gun, is it on a tripod or is it on the bipod legs? It's on bipod. Bipod legs, if it's on the tripod with the T&E, that's more accurate machine gun fire. Just so you know. Anywho, making you a little machine gun expert here. Somebody asks you that in a bar, you'll win a drink from them. So you say, okay, what are the odds? Probability of hit, right? 300 meters through light vegetation on a bipod. I don't know. So we have a little discussion. Okay, we say 30%. Okay, 30%. So 1 to 3 with this 10-sided dice means a hit. 3 to 7 means you suppress them, means you shoot, they go to the ground. Okay, 7 to 10 is like a miss. They're not even suppressed. Okay, roll the dice. Boom, 8. You missed. Sir, do we see them? Heads. So let's flip a coin. Phew. Yeah, you saw a tracer come from essentially here, and now now what are you going to do? All right, sir. The lead squad's going to suppress them. Give the order, right? And so they're now supposed to give an ADRAC. Squad, right front, enemy machine gun. Fire, right? And hopefully somebody saw the tracers. They start shooting where the tracer came from. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, what else? I'm going to tell second squad to move there. I'm going to tell third squad to do there. I'm going to call a fire mission in on the mortars. Okay, who's your FO? He is. Murphy is. Murphy, do the call for fire. I forgot, sir. Who's your assistant? Lee is. Okay, Lee. It would be another M. All right. Melrose is, because they're all by alphabetical. So, but can you see the difference between that? And then there would be days when they would win, and you should have heard that shit. And then at the end of it, we start walking through what happened, what were your choices. So what they walked away with is the plan doesn't have to be perfect. You've got to evolve it to kill the enemy, to destroy him. You can do that by being decisive. When you make a bad decision, overcome that by making another decision. The instructor education program seeks to influence educators to be able to create that, to be able to replicate that experience over and over and over and over again. They have a reference book that's like, I don't know, 2 inches Wattosh in there a couple times. So, no, motivating. Absolutely motivating. So, yeah, so Major Allen, we took it across the street. They said it was a great idea, and so we did it. So it was awesome. All right, I'm late to get F-18 man on. So more of All Marine Radio coming up next. F-18 guy right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.